chapter in Mishnah 7, Kaveris Devorim, a beehive. So there's a debate in this Mishnah whether a beehive is considered part of the ground or not. If it's connected to the ground, then it's considered part of the ground or not. Now, the debate is not actually if it's actually like nailed in or whatever, then it is definitely considered part of the ground. And if it's up in the tree or something, then it's like not considered part of the ground. But this is if it's resting on the ground, but not secured, unsecured. And it's an argument Rebbe Eliezer and the Chachamim, but it has a few ramifications, as the Mishnah says. So Rebbe Eliezer Omer, he says, Harehi kekarka, it is considered as land. It's considered as land. And therefore, v'kosven alei pruzbul, you could write a pruzbul on it. Remember, there had to be ownership of land in order for you to write a pruzbul. V'ayna makabeles tumah b'mkoyman, also it's not susceptible to tumah, impurity, because it's considered part of the ground, which is not susceptible to impurity. And someone who takes honey from it on Shabbos, chayv, he is obligated. He is chayv because it's as if he's kind of reaped or harvested, and therefore he is chayv. The chomim, the rabbis disagree. That's aina kakaka. It's not considered land, and therefore the same three things will go the other way. Lain kosvin on a prusbul, you can't write a prusbul on it. Makabelis tumah b'mkoma, it can accept impurity because it's not land. And someone who takes honey from it on Shabbos, pater, he is exempt because it's not considered part of the ground.